Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. We are on the air today, October 9th, 2015, and our topic today is a part one of Meet the Blind Month, and what do you know about blindness? Those of you who have been around a while know that this is a topic near and dear to my heart, and it's an awareness. It's not a pushing anything or any information. I just want folks to be aware of various disabilities, activities, things that happen in life. So, every week, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you with our guests who are living their purpose, whatever that might mean. We share with you information about how to live your purpose, how they came to know it, how they came to understand it and achieve it, and maybe a few things that you can do for yourself in trying to achieve your own purpose. So having said that, also one of the songs that we have as our theme song, I Am Who I Am, that you just heard, it is sung by Jillian Clark. It is co-written by Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And it is the theme song for this show. So I thank you very much for listening. If you wish to hear this show again after the fact, the archive is at the same link as the original show. And you can listen back on that one if you'd like. If you'd like to be a part of this show in the future, like our guest Carrie Kaduski will be next week, you can do that. And she is going to be on. You can contact me directly through our website or with a direct email. The email is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com. Or you can just go to the website, purposetalkradio.com, click on the link to send me a message, and there I will be. I would love to have people that you know or who you maybe yourself would like to be a guest on this show in the future. Would love to connect with you. Also, if you have any products or services that you'd like to share with people living their purpose, we welcome that as well, and we have some possibilities for that for you. So here we go. Why do I have this topic? It is, like I said, it is Meet the Blind Month all over, at least the United States. Started with the National Federation of the Blind, of which I have been a part of, and this is the 75th anniversary of it. Back in 1940, the National Federation of the Blind was formed, and basically it is an organization to help increase awareness and support blind people. You know, blindness is just a characteristic. It's not something that defines most blind people. Our former president of the group basically just, you know, he said that it's not, blindness is not, it's just a characteristic. Boy, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering over what I wanted to say on that because I just lost my train of thought. But let me go back a little bit. You know, there's a lot of famous people that we know who were blind. I'd like you just to take a second and think of some of those that you might know or that you could think of. Well, let's see, probably one of the most famous musicians would have been Stevie Wonder. You know, And he was able to write his music, share his music, be on stage, all that without the eyesight. So does it really matter? Nope, it doesn't matter. I'll let you think of a couple others because we'll discuss it a little bit more next week with Carrie, too, as we share some of those things. But as I said, blindness is just a characteristic. And most blind people, if they were given the option to have their sight, wouldn't necessarily say yes, that is what they want. Because a lot of them have lived their life to know what it's like as a blind or visually impaired person and have made the adaptations that they need in their life. And still, it doesn't matter. They are still living a normal life. Many have children. Many have careers. You know, and that's okay. It's perfectly fine, isn't it? And there are many causes of blindness. Well, of course, I'm going to back up just a little bit. There was one other person, of course, that we know very well, deaf and blind, which was Helen Keller. You know, we have Ray Charles. We have, I'll list a couple of them. That's all right. And we can go back to them, you know, next week. And there's a lot of musicians, which I, when I really kind of looked into it, that were part of this. And I was kind of surprised by it. Andrea Bocelli is one, Stevie, Ray Charles, those were. We have the New York governor, David Paterson, got an infection. Louis Braille, of course, who created the method by which most blind people read. So those are just a few of the very famous people who are blind, were blind, still in our midst, some of them, and some of them are not. Now, there are some people I have to laugh because one of the things that I discovered as I'm doing my classes on deafness is that some people seem to confuse Braille and sign language. I have had a lot of people who say, how can you communicate with people in sign language if they can't see you? Well, the sign language, first of all, is for the deaf and hard of hearing. Braille would be a reading method by which those who are blind or visually impaired, and please note my use of politically correct words and labels here, can read. Sign language is a communication method, and Braille is a reading method. So they're very different. And you'd be amazed, I was amazed, at how many people misconstrue them. And that's okay. I just go about clarifying that. And so now all of you who are listening know exactly what you need to know about that so you won't misconstrue it. Now, there are many causes of blindness. One that many people know about is diabetes. And if your diabetes is not taken care of, you can very much become, you know, there's a possibility of you losing your eyesight. Some folks know well about head injuries. Something called retinitis pigmentosa, a tunnel disease, some things that cause blindness and deafness in people, mumps, measles, rubella, scarlet fever. All those things can cause blindness as well as deafness. So people do want to be careful when they get these particular illnesses so that they don't spread and develop other issues in the process. If you'd like to be a part of this discussion today, I do invite you to participate in a couple of ways. One is to go in the chat room, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you can participate there. Another is to call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And the other would be to go over to Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, and you can put comments in there as well. In the piece that is about to be pinned to the top of that group. So anyway, back on the topic of discussion. And if you call in overseas using Skype, just hit the 1 and I will see your phone number show up on my studio line and we can chat a little bit more in person. Especially if you are one who has experienced blindness in your family or for yourself. I would love to have you be a part of this discussion and share your experience. So, like I was saying, there's many illnesses, many syndromes and things that can cause blindness, but it's not something to be feared. I know several people that as soon as I started using my cane, to them it was, oh my gosh, how are you going to get around? How can you do this? How? Well, there are many organizations, such as the National Federation of Blind, the American Federation of Blind, groups like this that help people learn how to use their cane, how to learn Braille. Lots of skills. I took a cooking class with what's called sleep shades, that being basically a blindfold that some people use at night so that they don't see any light and can more easily sleep. So I learned to cook that way. Yes, use knives. You know what? I didn't like knives as a fully sighted person. It was interesting doing it as a blind person. And you know what? In the end, I am much more careful using knives now. I found that very interesting because I don't just use them. I am able to sense and feel when a knife is close by me. So that has been a very interesting piece of my journey with the blindness. Now, I was legally blind, which means that are diagnosed and recorded as legally blind. And by that, I mean that the visual acuity and the better of my two eyes is 2200 or worse or higher reading. Corrected with glasses, contacts, whatever means. That means that what the average person could see at 200 feet, I had to have at 20 feet to have it as clear as what they could see it at 200. Now, so if you think of, you know, a block or so versus pretty much right in front of me. Or, better yet, for most people, it's 20 feet, 2 feet, length of your arm, which you could have a car length or two away. I had to have within an arm's length for myself. That's what that means. Talk a little bit about the canes and service animals. The U.S. government has recently changed the laws for service animals and who can use them, how they're defined, how they're recognized, all of that. And, you know, look, you can look that up online if you'd like to find out more information. But the thing is that service animals are specifically trained to help people who do not have their eyesight to be able to get around. Know, for instance, a curb is right in front of them, get to a door easily and not walk into it. Much of that, you know, it's not just what do I want to call it? It's not a status symbol, of course. It is something that people truly need to remain independent. And that's the key for most blind people, is that we do remain independent and not rely on other people, places, things to live our life. I had no intention of going back to my parents' house. First of all, we would not have gotten along for more than 5 minutes, or any other relatives for that matter, when I lost my eyesight. My intent was very simply to live an independent life and do something about it. You know, I've been able to go back to school, find a new career, work on a computer, do the things that I used to do before, walk around, all of that. And most blind people look at that. They take those skill sets and they live independently. The cane, very often people think of it as that it has to be a white and red cane, but that's not exactly true. On October 15th, we celebrate White Cane Day. And that is a day to for awareness, for understanding. A time when, you know, the cane does not have to be white and red. It can be white, it can be white and green. Essentially, it is a piece of equipment, an extension of a blind person. And when you see the cane, if you're driving and you see the cane, whether there someone's in an intersection and you don't think they should be there, guess what? It really doesn't matter. You need to stop. You need to wait for that person to get through the intersection and be completely cleared of it, because you never know if someone's going to end up turning the wrong way because they hear something, especially if they've got a service animal with them. Sometimes a service animal may back someone up so that they are out of danger or move them to the side. So if you see the cane, if you see someone with an animal that says service animal on it or that has the harness, please do acknowledge that they are there and wait, be patient, let them get through the intersections, let them get out of your way, move out of the way. When you are passing a blind or visually impaired person, please feel free to say something like hello. Don't just ignore them, so that they know you are there and that they, you know, they don't bump into you, you don't end up bumping into them because they don't know that you're there. And, you know, yes, for a lot of blind people, their senses are heightened. But the reality is that that doesn't mean they will know exactly what's next to them. And if they hear a voice, it's much easier to not wonder. You know, of course, an animal coming up to a blind person, they don't know what that is. If it's a person, at least you've got an acknowledgement, and they can work and acknowledge you as well. And I just, you know, don't be afraid of blind people. They don't bite. They're not going to beat you up with a cane. I want to talk about how to guide a person. If you see a person kind of walking the street, feel free to ask them if they would like assistance going across the street. Don't just say, I'm going to help you. Don't, whatever. Some people are, one, practicing or feel very independent, and maybe they go through that intersection or they go through that area every single day. And maybe every single day they're very independent. Maybe one day it just doesn't feel right. Or, on the other hand, maybe they always are going to stay independent and they won't need your help any day. Don't take that as a brush off. It's okay. They, you know, blind folks are very independent. And I can't stress that enough, I don't think. If you'd like, if they do say yes, offer them your arm. Ask which side they would prefer. Is it right or left? Cane in their hand, even when they're guided, so that they still know where the other side and what's on the other side of them. You very easily can guide someone next to you. If you're going into a close place, just put your arm behind your back, and the blind person will, instead of grabbing onto your elbow, will switch to the forearm. And you can lead through a narrow space. And especially if it is narrow, that's a good time to maybe offer someone an arm. You know, would you like an arm to help across the street? So that they know that you are cognizant of how to guide. Sometimes people ask for help. Like I said, they in turn grab the blind person's elbow. And that has them lose all control. They have no perspective of where they are or what they're doing then if someone's pulling them along. Time when you do want to, of course, grab someone, and that's as if they are in true danger. You know, if you know there's a blind person going in right for a car, you know, first say something. You know, you're going toward a car, or, you know, stop, I'll help you out of the traffic. You know, something to that effect, so that they don't get harmed. It's not too often, but again, it does happen. It happens whether people are sighted or blind. So you are welcome to do any of that, be a part of that. You know, you can help. We all enjoy the help. We all like being helped when we are in an unknown world. You know, folks, I am going to make this a very short show today. The affirmation for today is, I am willing and present whether I see things or not. I am willing and present whether I see things or not. The show today, again, is archived exactly where it's seen. We have our theme song, I Am Who I Am, by the group True Trinity. And as we do every week, next week we will have Carrie Kajewski as our guest. And I wish you all soul blessings.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.